ahead and ask your question. Let's test the microphone here. Go ahead. We can't hear you. You might be muted.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, greeting to everyone.
And to you.
Just short question. The first question actually I want to ask long, long ago is actually I would like to ask who am I in the lifetime known as Jesus? Is my first question.
Right. You did walk with me. And you had many questions. You were one who had been thinking. You had also asked of the shepherds what they knew. And you thought that is part of the truth, but that's not all of it. And then you asked of some of the ones who were in the temple and they gave you an answer. And you said, well, that's part of it. But that's not all of it. And you thanked them. You were glad for what they shared with you. But it was not all. You knew that there was still some more, as you have been feeling in this lifetime. And so they shared with you what they knew, what they had read, what they had studied. And then you came to my teaching, and you asked, but who am I? Why am I? What you've been asking in this lifetime. What can I do to prove to myself, not to others, but to myself, that I am more than just the body, more than just what I call the human? Because I look to the stars, and they talk to me. I look to the trees, and they talk to me. I look to the grass, and it talks to me, and it tells me things that are not in the books. This has been true other lifetimes for you. You have wanted to know. You have been hungering to have answers. And so you have come in this lifetime, and you have devoured the books. You have asked questions of anyone who seemingly had a bit of knowledge. And then you have looked in the mirror, and you have asked of self. And self has said to you, and you have said, no, no, that can't be. That can't be. I need the aids with seeing. I need an aid with seeing within as to who I am. I need someone to tell me. And yet, beloved one, already you know who you are. You are the extension of life. You are the extension of Christhood, walking on two feet, expressing with the tones of the voice, listening with the auditory mechanism, and yet you have, from the time you were very, very, very small, the babe in arms even, you have said, but I am more. And you are. That is why you keep going forward with the questions. That is why you keep asking, because you know that there is a little tiny piece of you somewhere that is as the answer to the puzzle. You want to know who and what am I? And I share with you, beloved one, you are the Christ going forward. Now, you will have a question. What and who is the Christ? It is the essence of all, the essence of the stars, the essence of the grass, the essence of the scholars, the essence of the sea. Everything that you can see expressing is who and what you are. Otherwise, it would not be. Does that answer your question? Only in part, I know. No one outside of you can truly give you the answer to your question. And yet you in your musings, when you are thinking, when you are questioning, you know the answer. The answer is, I am. All of the above. Yes. Yes. It is a time after the crucifixion, after the resurrection, when I and Mary and the son that we had at that point traveled to the new land, now known as France. And in the travels that happened after that, some hundreds of years, because I, and the same with Mary, did not decease the body for a long time, because we wanted to travel everywhere and meet all of the brothers and sisters in expression upon Holy Mother Earth. Now we knew, there was a knowing deep within us, not so much from reading all of the written work, but a knowing that we had been from before time began and that we had come from space, the same as you have, in an exploration, you would now call it, to Holy Mother Earth. So we wanted to know all of Holy Mother Earth and its peoples at that time. And so we did travel everywhere. And we lived and expressed and asked questions of all of the brothers and sisters everywhere upon Holy Mother Earth. And also we went on from there. So at a certain point in what you would now term history, we met, you and I, in a lifetime that is only recorded in our memory. It's not recorded in any book. Yes, the native peoples have their history, and you can find some of the written work of that lifetime. But the important part of it was our coming together, as you were then, and as I was then, and as Mary was then. And you and Mary were very, very close. You shared the understanding of motherhood. And you understood how it was to walk Holy Mother Earth as a woman, not only this lifetime, but other lifetimes as well. And so you asked of her, and she gave you answers, answers which you have held as sacred within your heart, which is why it brings you to this point in time with your questions and with your knowing. There is a knowing that you have that you will not find in any book so far. You are going to write your own book, and the answer is in that book. So yes, we have shared a lifetime, in fact, more than one. Yes. Yes. Right. Right.
Spoke that message that, you know, a lot of time I just
Right.
Sometimes that actually offended people. So I want to ask Jeshua, how am I going to manage it?
You are going to manage it, and you are going to test it with love. In other words, is there love in this? Is there a bigger picture that holds love, written, painted by love? You will know, you already know. You have read various texts, writings, and you have said, well, this almost sounds true, but there's something missing from it. Or you have read something and you have said, yes, you said this rings true to me. There is love in it. That is your testing measure. Use that as the measurement. Is there love in it? And sometimes you will find that there is like 50%. Sometimes there's 70%. Sometimes there is 0% in it. It has been perhaps devoid. And you do not spend much time with those writings. You can tell. You throw them aside and you say, no, I know differently. And you do. That is, for all of you, the measurement, the test. Is there love in this message? Yes.
But deep within me, when I write or I speak, deep within me, in my heart, is speaking to me, is the living truth. And how could I relate the living truth in as one with the universal love or the cosmic love.
Yeah.
Because a lot of time I just feel the flow out. You know, sometimes like a story and sometimes it just like blast out. And a lot of times that actually I know that the other party heard it will feel
right. Yes.
So I do not know exactly why actually this thing could actually take place. What is the cause that actually, you know, bring this out? That I really want to know what is the cause that actually make this, because a lot of time that when I speak or I wrote, it's very much, I know the truth.
Yes.
So, yeah. So how could I actually integrate the truth in the universal love?
Right.
How could I manage, you know?
Yes. Right.
How exactly that I manage it? What does one say in a loving manner?
Right. This is something that already you can do. You put yourself into their shoes, into their sandals, and you ask of yourself as that personage, you ask of yourself, what would be the touchstone for me? What would be the key that would open my heart? What is true that will allow me to open to the all of me, the essence of me? And when you do that, as you are putting yourself perhaps into their sandals, how do they see what is going on and what do they need to hear at this point? How can I love them and meet them on the level where they are, where they can open to the love that already they are? every essence that you see walking on 2 feet, 4 feet, 6 feet, swimming, whatever, is the creation of love. And so when you can put yourself into oneness with what you see in front of you, or what you feel is asking for an answer, for love, everyone, every question, the answer is love. But sometimes it will outpicture in a different way. Sometimes you have to be able to put yourself into their flippers, into their shoes, and to see what they need to hear, what they need to feel, to know that they are loved. Because every created being wants to know their essence. Bottom line, every created being wants to know love, wants to know their allness, their wholeness. So what you do is you ask, which you have been doing, how would it feel to be whoever, whatever? How do they see things? How do they see themselves? How can I speak, or what can I do to bring them into that understanding of who and what they are? This was my message. This was my technique, if you will call it a technique, was to put myself into their sandals. Where are they in understanding self, their self? How can I speak to them? And I would ask of the Father, the one creator, the one energy that we all are, how can I meet? And a lot of times it was to go within and to be silent. And then from that place of send love, sending love to them, what I understand to be love. And my understanding of love, as you have experienced, changes. It grows. It encompasses more as time goes on. When we are small, you have a saying, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, but as I grew, I understood more. You go to that fully realized love, and you ask, and you send. And that which seems to be empty, but nothing is truly empty, but that which is seen, and they feel it to be empty, you send in a powerful knowing that they are love, the wholeness, the holiness. That is where your word comes from, the wholeness of love. And if it is part of their plan, now it is not always part of their plan to accept it. If it is part of their plan at that point, because there were ones I could not heal, I would put out the suggestion, but they had to take it. And they did not always take it. So you send love, you send healing, you send the knowing of perfection. And then whether they accept it or not depends on where they are. Sometimes there are ones who do not accept it, and it is because they have said that they will be the expression of, how do I put this, non-love. They have said, okay, allness, godhood, whatever you want to call it, I will go and I will be the expression of that which is not like love, so that ones can recognize, oh, I have that within me. And it has the possibility of bringing forth love. I will serve in that way. And it is a very difficult life to be the example of non-love. Only the strongest ones who actually know who and what they are can accept that task. But you send forth the knowing. You recognize the wholeness of them. And if it is time, if it is part of their scripting, they will accept it. And if it is not time and not part of their scripting, they will turn away. And you have the stories in your holy writings that there were ones who turned away and went away sorrowful because they could not accept it at that point. Another lifetime they came back and they accepted it, and they have been what you would call transformed by the knowing of the love that they are. Each one has his own path. So you love them, you send them as much love as you can send them, and they say, well, I will only accept this little bit. But that is how it has to be. Because you are only looking at a slice of time. When you can see it from my vantage point, you see all of it, even to the ending where everything is made whole, W-H-O-L-E.
Yes.
Yes, and you can see that. There are ones of you, you can see it, yes. And you say, why can I get not there right now? I want to get there right now. Because there has been a deep-seated belief in process, in time. Oh, well, Jeshua, it takes time for the Christ to come forward. Well, as you say, but it does not have to be. But once have belief in time. Hold the whole vision, knowing that everyone walking this planet on Holy Mother Earth, swimming, flying, however they're doing it, and I'm including all of the essences of life, all forms, will come to a certain place where they will know their wholeness. They will awaken and they will say, I am. Full stop, period. I am. And then they turn the page and they say, okay, now what's next? Where can I go? What can I do? Because life is forever ongoing and expressing. And that is how the Holy One, you, human being, whatever, has decreed that it will be an adventure. So, enjoy. Thank you, beloved one, for all of your questioning. Know that truly you have arrived. Know that the journey, if you want to make more of it, is there for you. Or if you want to say, I have arrived. Now what do I do? Yes, there you are. Beloved one, you are held always in love. So be it.
So be it.
There we go.
Microphone.
Go. Okay. Hi. As we prepare for our next question, I have a song here for you. When I am down, and oh, my soul so weary. When troubles come, and my heart burdened be. Then I am still, and wait here in the silence. until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. Oh, I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. There is no life, no life without its hunger. Each restless heart beats so imperfectly. But then you come, and I am filled with wonder. Sometimes I think I glimpse eternity. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. Oh, I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. Oh, I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you both to B.A. and Judy and Joshua. And I just want to thank you all for being part of this miraculous afternoon and invite you back tomorrow. I will be doing a workshop on the joy of divine service, which Joshua has touched on today. And in the mornings, you can go to our website, you have the link, and you can listen to the meditation at any time during the morning, and it will be on for the rest of the week, so you can partake of that wonderful time to do a meditation in the morning. And then I invite you to think about how you have been in divine service, how you have been in service to another person, a place or a situation, just in the past few weeks maybe, or a significant time. We will be sharing that tomorrow in the workshop, just so you can get the feel of how you already are the Christ. You already are manifesting the love, the joy, the peace that this world needs so much. So that will be from 2 o'clock to about 3:15, and then B.A. will be doing a medley for us at 3:30, and then at 4 o'clock we'll have Joshua come back and give us another message. But I'm sure you have felt the power of this beginning. Mm. So if you would like, into the chat room, just write how you're feeling right now, just a word or two as you're feeling that message sink in. How are you feeling right now? Send that out to the world. When I say go ahead and chat. All right, we're getting some blessed. Blessed and loved. People in here want to say any?
Peaceful.
Any words? Peaceful.
Wide open.
Wide open, okay.
Excited.
Excited, joyful.
Loved. Uplifted,
mm-hmm. Wonderful. Gratitude and thanksgiving. Wonderful. One. Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. I call this our joy fountain. As we mm-hmm. right into that.
Oh. That's right, thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Every day here.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you all so much. And the music really, truly is beautiful. Thank you, B.A. We are so honored to have you be a part of us.
Yes.
So for tonight, I will bid you all a wonderful night and a wonderful morning. And we'll see you again tomorrow at 2 o'clock Pacific time. Bless mm-hmm. you all.
Mm-hmm.